So I really hate coming out, and I especially hate that it feels like you have to get, like, the support and you have to apologize to straight people when you come out. So I have two stories of not coming out to people. And that's not being in the closet. It's just not coming out. So when I was 13, I was outed by my own damn self because I failed to delete the browser history on my computer. And my parents found out that I had a giant fucking crush on this girl I met at the Renaissance Festival. I wasn't allowed on the internet for a month. When I was 20, two things happened. Things just crystallized for me that I was not a girl. And I needed to take steps to transition. And also, my parents paid to send my sister and I out to Colorado to meet some distant relatives. And my sister and I mean, this is, like, pretty cliche, but she's, like, my polar opposite. Where I was creative and artsy, she was very math-oriented. She was very athletic, super normative in every way. And I always sort of felt like that was kind of her, like, defense mechanism, because she saw what would happen to you if you were into art and weird and gay. You would get bullied and you would get in trouble with mom and dad, you know. So, you know, everything for her was just like this very conscious effort to not be weird. So when we went to Colorado, we get there. We're in, like, just sort of like the deep Southwest desert, nowhere, Colorado. And we are going to, like, Arches and Canyonlands and Telluride, and it's like these landscapes that, like, really, like, transformed my life, and they were really incredible. And my sister's on her phone the whole time. So we go to the Grand Canyon on our last day. And I don't know if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, but the way you approach it is you sort of ascend this mesa, and it's just desert, 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 and then it gets kind of like shrubby, and then all of a sudden it's like this really dense pine forest, and then you park somewhere and you walk for a little bit and you think you're lost, and then all of a sudden you're at the Grand Canyon. I totally lost my shit. I started crying. Ron Swanson, who said the only two acceptable places to cry if you're a man are at the Grand Canyon and at funerals. I was definitely crying. You know, I felt for the first time like I didn't want to kill myself. Like, this is, like, landscape had a really profound effect on me. And again, getting really cliche, the sun was setting. It was like a fucking Lifetime movie. And my sister and I are sitting there watching the sun go down. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be when I tell my sister I have to, like, I'm transitioning. Like, I've made this decision, I'm doing it. And I open my mouth to say it. And before I can get a sound out, she says, I don't think I like the Grand Canyon. That's what I said.